Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today, we're going to talk about sharing our faith and how to bring every blessing. You know, as believers, we hear a lot of talk, conversations, teaching, and sermons about the blessings of God. All of which prompts us to ask you a question. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing God has for you? The answer is found in Philemon 1:6. Philemon 1:6, God's Word translation. As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ. Think about that.
Good word.
Every blessing we have in Christ. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Philemon 1:6 in the New Living Translation says it this way. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes with your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Once again, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Our ability to understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ comes from putting our faith into action. As Dr. Morris Cirillo once said years ago, faith is a fact, but you got to act. Now let's go back to Philemon 1:6, 1:6 in the New Living Translation, which talks about putting into action the generosity that comes from our faith. Our faith makes us generous because of the God we serve and the actions we take. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among his people. Hallelujah.
And amen to that. Hallelujah and amen. The Message Bible translation, honey, of 1 Chronicles 16 uses verses 8 and 9, but it says, thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done, sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders. When our favorite athlete or, you know, does something remarkable, we want to talk about it with all of our friends, you know, about his or her accomplishments. And when our favorite team wins the big game, we want to brag on them. When we see our favorite actor give an Academy or Oscar-worthy performance, we want to talk about it. When we've been recognized on our job, first people we want to tell, relatives and friends, all about it. When we've been selected for a special recognition at church or any other sort of activity, you just like to let people know about it. Now, this is where I get into it. When our children excel at anything.
Our grandchildren.
That's right. We like bragging about them. So the point being is even though I do brag on my pet, he's pretty spectacular. You know, it's just something we do. We want to talk about the great things. And there's nothing wrong with any of the various scenarios that, you know, we've listed here. Unless we testify about everything and everybody except the great Lord God Jehovah. He is the one so worth bragging over.
That's it. The question each of us need to answer is, how much time do we spend bragging on God? The one who woke us up this morning, clothed us in our right mind with the mind of Christ, gave us air to breathe and food to eat. The scripture is very clear. We're to tell the world who he is and what he's done.
And honey, this is more important than ever before, that people know and realize that God is out there and that he is so willing to save.
Amen. You know, the Message Bible translation of 1 Chronicles 16:9 says, we're to broadcast all his wonders. Psalm 34:3. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Question. Can you name the last person you bragged to about what God has done in your life? Perhaps you can name the last three. Just for curiosity, when was the last time you bragged on God to a friend? Think about it. Our Heavenly Father wants us praising him. And truthfully, if we're smart, we want to do it more now than we ever did. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. The New Living Translation says, we defeat him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You and I have the greatest devil repellent ever devised. The thing that ensures his defeat, it sends him packing. If we don't use it, then it won't work. The Word of God gives, the Word of God encourages us to give our testimony for a very specific purpose.
In Matthew 24:14, Classic Amplified, it says, and this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end. God wants us broadcasting the good news to the entire world. And just for the record, you don't ever have to leave your hometown to testify to his goodness to all the nations in the world. This is particularly true in certain nations like the United States. Great Britain, there are a lot of free nations out there that are good examples on this. We now live in such a global community that we can testify of God's love to our neighbors and coworkers who've come from other nations of the world.
You know, it's even true in third world countries.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of mail.
We do.
From Nigeria, Ghana, other places in Africa, India, all over the world, literally.
Philippines yesterday.
That's because if you do social networking, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Pinterest, or any of the rest of them, the world is your forum.
That's right.
To tell of his excellent greatness.
That's right. You know, we have unlimited opportunities, you and my husband and I and everybody, to testify of God's love to the millions of people without ever leaving our home, our office, maybe even our chair. The power of modern technology has brought the fulfillment of 1 Chronicles 16:8 directly into our house. This is our time to testify. Luke 21:13, Classic Amplified Bible. This will be a time and opportunity for you to bear testimony. When we testify in obedience to his word, God makes a promise to all who give testimony to his majesty, love, grace, and power. Psalm 132:12, Classic Amplified, says this, if your children will keep my covenant, my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne forever. Now let's consider Colossians 3:15 in the Message Bible. It says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God, the Father, every step of the way. The way we thank God is by doing what he says in the word, sharing our faith.
That's so true. And you know, that last sentence in Colossians 3:15 in the Message Bible is powerful. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God, the Father, every step of the way. Wow. Here's a revelation. If we don't read and study it, the Word, then we'll continually have problems all the days of our natural born lives. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished to all good works. If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable advantage. If you want to have advantages in your life, wow, then you need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in the book.
That's right. You know, Smith Wigglesworth once said, I am not moved by what I see. I am moved by what I, or I am not moved by what I feel. I am only moved by what I believe.
Great quote.
And that is a great quote. And Matthew Barnett said, faith is believing that God is going to take you places before you even get there.
Wow.
That is what he does.
He heads the Dream Center in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the Chicken Soup books from years ago, says your belief determines your action, and your action determines your results. But first, you have to believe. Then there's another quote by Smith Wigglesworth that we like a lot. It says, fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I am not God's channel. I am not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh at the impossible.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, he was an amazing man.
You know the quote we came across and published last week of his?
Mm-hmm.
He said, some people read the Bible in the Greek, some read it in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. He said, I read it in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. And that's as it should be for us. Now it's time for you, us all, to take what we've heard and read and begin to make our faith grow even stronger than it's ever been as we anticipate enjoying God's every blessing.
You know, we started with Philemon 1:6 in God's Word translation. I want to read it again. It says, as you share the faith you have in common with others, pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ.
Mm.
That is a great scripture to personalize. As Rena shares the faith she has in common with others, I pray that Rena may come to a complete knowledge of every blessing that she has in Christ. Personalize that scripture for you. And tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, join us for Rich Salts TV.
That's right.
Yeah, tonight's teaching is particularly powerful.
They always are, darling.
I wrote it yesterday. It's so good.
Mm-mm.
I may have to take notes on myself. 6 p.m. Eastern, you can watch it by going to haroldherring.com, clicking the button that says Join Harold and Bev. Or you can go to Facebook at Brother Harold. There's our notes and outlines on both places.
Mm-hmm. We believe got the bugs worked out.
Yeah, we do.
And having trouble
you
with
can
it.
Know the enemy doesn't like That's what right. you're doing.
The Prince of the Power.
When you're having challenges, and we've had a couple. But not tonight, I'm believing. Anyhow, join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Well, till tonight or every morning, 8:30 a.m., God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.